Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. You are watching Hashtag No Limits. Hashtag No Limits is about people who society places limits upon, but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will become. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells, and then it has to reform into the butterfly. And as if that's not difficult enough, then it has to struggle and fight in order to be strong enough to fly. And so while none of that is easy, neither is busting through those limits that society places on us or places on certain groups of people. And so I try to bring you new perspectives. I try to bring you individuals who are helping those break through those limits, as well as people who have broken through those limits. Today, my guest is someone who is helping bust through those limits. And her way of doing this is such a unique and wonderful way. And it's probably something that most people don't even think about. So Melissa of Tiff's Place, welcome. Thank you for joining me today. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much, Helly. So excited to be on this call with you.
Oh, awesome. So yeah. So tell us about you, and then tell us kind of like, you know, what is Tiff's Place, and then we'll just get really into it.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, I'm Melissa Simpson. I had a background in banking, and I had 15 bookstores in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Yes. And then I needed to be closer to the United States because of my daughter, Tiffany, who was developing really difficult symptoms from Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, and my mother wasn't doing great. So I said, okay, I've got to come back to the States. And I wanted to hang on to my Spanish because I'd worked very hard to become fluent. And a meditation group in Chicago needed help distributing their books and videos in Spanish. So I said, okay, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So I went up there. And my daughter was confined to a wheelchair. Bless her heart, she worked full time up until the Friday before she passed, but she was in a wheelchair from the time she was like 32, 34. And she found a place in Dublin, Ireland that we could go, and it was all set up for her in a wheelchair. So she could do anything she wanted to do, and we could be there or not be there to help her. And so we went to Dublin, and we had an incredible time. I recommend it to anyone. I've done quite a bit of traveling, but if I'd gone to Ireland first, that would be my only place I'd go because it was so awesome. Anyway, we found a place called Home From Home in Dublin, Ireland, and we were like, wow, this is so awesome. Why don't we hear about places in the States that have this same sort of capability? I mean, there was a young man that came, he was dropped off, he was playing wheelchair soccer, he was a quadriplegic, and he had no one there with him, and he did everything. So that tells you a lot.
That's incredible. And
one morning we were having breakfast with a lady, and she was having tears of gratitude. Her husband had had an automobile accident and injured his spinal column and needed help doing everything, getting in the bed, out of the bed, to the bathroom, out of the bathroom, to the kitchen to eat, everything. And they had two children under 10 years old. And she said they'd never been able to take a vacation because nobody could support the needs that her husband had. Oh, wow. And my daughter and I looked at each other and we were like, okay, we've got a project ahead of us. And my daughter unfortunately passed away in January of 2017. And I don't know if anyone on the call has ever lost a child, but I have to tell you, it is the most painful experience I've ever gone through, and I don't wish it on anyone ever. And in my grief, I said, I've got to do something. I can't just continue my life as normal. And okay, well, home from home, we need to do a home from home here in the United States. And everybody there was awesome because I called them and I said, look, I'd like to show pictures of what I want to do, but I don't have the facility or a way to make pictures. I'll pay you royalties if I can just use some of your pictures off your website. They were so kind. They said, look, use our pictures anywhere you want to. And all we ask, we don't want any money for royalties. We just want to be invited to the home, the grand opening.
Oh,
which I thought was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that chokes me up just to think about that, that wonderful gesture from them.
For sure. Absolutely. So it took us a while with construction. We ended up with a 4-bedroom, 4.5 baths. Each bedroom has an attached bathroom, which we felt was really, really important. And our grand opening, unfortunately, was June of 2020. So right at the beginning of COVID.
Right.
It's when the construction was completed and the contractor left the property. And I'm like, great.
Now what do I do? Yeah.
So we're trying to just get it launched. I did for a while, and I still do rent it just for anyone that would like to come to Orlando and go to Disney and do anything fun. But we've had a few. We just had a young lady, 8 years old, that had has cerebral palsy. And she was going around the house just going, wow, you have buttons to open the doors. And you have a sink that rolls down to my height. And she thought she would thank me at least 5 million times while they were here, thinking I built the house just specifically for her. And I did, but
yeah,
her and anyone else that is in the
right
same situation.
Yeah.
So that's where we are today, just trying to get the word around.
That's awesome. And I think that 8-year-old that you're talking about is how I found out about you. Are you talking about Dallas?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So we have Fran joining us and she says, howdy from Southern Illinois. She's watching live. And then when you were talking about Ireland, she said she loves Ireland.
oh, good.
Fran is actually a friend of mine and she and I have another live stream on Fridays that we do called Friday with Fran. And she and I talk about all things special education because I'm a former special education teacher. Now I'm an IEP coach and I help families and I provide professional development for teachers in special education. She has raised 2 now adults with different abilities and she herself became a person with different abilities 4 or 5 years ago. And so I'm always appreciative when she joins us here. But just wanted to give you that little background about who she is and how she and I are connected. So because you brought up Dallas, I do want to show, it's I think 6 or 7 minutes long, this video that they did when they came down to visit you. And they go through and they show all of the things that you have that are so accessible. And then when I'm finished sharing this, I want to talk more about why all the different things are so important for somebody in a wheelchair, or it's not even just about being in a wheelchair. You have so many things that are accessible in lots of different ways. So let me just make sure that we are seeing that. And what I'm going to try to do is make that way. And I think I have one more way that I can make this big. Maybe I have to figure out how to do it.
Okay.
Thought I could make it. There's probably a way. I'm just not figuring it out how to do it at the moment. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. Maybe. Oh, I know what the problem is. I'm on the wrong screen. I was on your website instead of on the video site. So
okay.
Technology. Okay, here we go.
With extraordinary people. They're the kind of person that you just feel so lucky to have met because they leave such an imprint on your soul. The ones who are not a part of your day-to-day life because you have distant journeys, but by faith your paths have crossed, and that's all it took for that person to make such an impact on your life.
All right. Let's check out tips, please.
This is Melissa. She lives in Florida and has this adorable dog named Don. Don is peculiar in that she doesn't like drinking water, but eating it instead. So Melissa always makes sure she has ice cubes in her water bowl. Don helps Melissa, and they go everywhere together.
I can see what it looks like. Look at those big horses. Wow.
Here, we'll go, I have some treats for them. We'll go feed them carrots in a minute. This is good for me to watch.
Look at how spacious. Wow. There's a button here. You know how you push the buttons to open the door? We can open the door all by ourselves.
Yeah, when you get it, the doors open.
Wow.
Wow.
That is cool. Is that cool or what?
Oh, I'm so glad you're happy.
Melissa had a daughter named Tiffany. Tiffany is the love of her life.
Wow, look at this room. Oh, this one's going to be your room?
Yeah.
Tiffany loved animals and baseball. Melissa and her daughter enjoyed doing things together, like going to the beauty salon and traveling.
We have shower chairs so that your mom and dad can put you on the chair and you can stay in the shower. And
Tiffany loved her Irish heritage.
All the rooms are named an event in Dublin. Like, this is the Dramaland Castle. And that's the Druid Glen's golf course.
As Tiffany got older, her muscles started to become weaker, and they didn't know why. They went to many doctors until finally they were told that Tiffany had a rare medical condition called Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Duchenne is a progressive muscle degeneration disorder with no cure.
Let's go do the horses.
Yeah.
As Tiffany's condition progressed, she needed a wheelchair. Melissa and Tiffany realized how hard it can be to navigate in a world not made for wheelchairs. Her and her mom visited Dublin, Ireland, and fell absolutely in love with this wheelchair-friendly city. They wondered why there was not this sort of accessibility for travelers in the United States and wanted to recreate what they have seen in Dublin. Tiffany passed away from Duchenne's in 2017. Losing a child is one of the greatest tragedies a person can go through. But in Melissa's unbearable grief, she did something amazing. She made the dreams of Tiffany and herself come true. She made the most wheelchair accessible home for travelers to stay at. It was incredible.
Oh, whoa, Dallas.
Oh,
look at this pool. Oh my goodness.
Every bedroom door had the wheelchair buttons to open them on the inside and outside of the doors. There is this beautiful kitchen where wheelchair users can lower the sink, cabinets, and even stove with just the push of a button. The oven even has a slide-in door for easy access. There is a Hoyer lift in each bedroom and bath that helps safely transport people with mobility challenges. Oh, and the pool, I've never seen anything like it. There was a waterproof wheelchair next to the pool that could be used by anyone who needed it to be able to easily access the pool. She even got therapy animals to stay at the home rental. There was Smokey, the huge dark brown horse, and Wabi Sabi.
What about that one that's over there at the by the fence? And he's like, oh no, we're gonna put him down. And I'm like, oh no, you're not. He's coming with me. Oh. That's your plan for him. He's coming with me. And the thing is, he was born with a dislocated shoulder. So he walks like with a twisted leg. And I said, he's even more perfect for Tips Place. Put him in the trailer. We're going. And his name is Wabi Sabi. Japanese.
Melissa designed this home specifically with wheelchair users in mind. She knew the challenges of traveling in a wheelchair. She built a safe place for the travelers that rolled like her dog.
There you go. Did it.
And mine. Melissa, if you're watching this, I was never able to meet Tiffany, but I can only imagine what a beautiful person she was because of the impact she had on you. It is because of your love for her that these walls were built. She would have been so happy that you did this. And everyone that rolls through these doors are impacted by Tiffany and can feel like they are at home. Like their needs matter. So I just want to thank you.
Good job.
Thank you for caring about people like my daughter.
Mom, I really like it.
It's not, yeah. By the way, the hot tub, I like the changes so much.
Oh, I'm so she cool. Said she doesn't want to get out.
Thank you for letting me.
Thank you for coming. Are you kidding? This is so special for me. And my daughter's up in heaven smiling at you. Do you know that? She's so glad you're here.
Well, that's just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, Katrina did an incredible job. She kind of embarrassed me with some of the kind things she said, but I loved having Dallas and her sisters with us. And I have to tell you a funny story with the horses. We actually had Dallas ride on the horse with her dad. And when she got off, she told her mom that she wanted to trade her wheelchair in for a horse.
Aww. Horses are, yeah, much more comfortable and personable than a wheelchair, I'm sure.
Exactly. And her mom said, well, Dallas, I'm sorry. I don't think they'll let him in the school.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, that's just incredible. Fran is also in a wheelchair. And so she says, I need that oven for to be able to go up and down. And yeah, I mean, it's such a beautifully done video, and there are more of those types of videos on Discover with Dallas's YouTube page. I hope to have Dallas on someday to talk about her journey as well, but I'm so glad that your paths crossed, that I could have you today, because I know so many people who don't go on vacations because of exactly what Dallas's mom said, that there just aren't those kinds of places for the exact reason that you had it built, because it's just, as I said at the intro, it's not an area that I think people think about. So how much success, I know you opened in a pandemic, so that, you know, has probably drastically reduced, but like when people come to you, do they all have the kind of reaction that Dallas has?
They do. They really do. And they're very grateful that everything's here for them. I even had a family that checked in, and I had no idea. I found out that the father actually equips houses for disabled folks.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, is there anything we've forgotten? Should we add anything? And he's like, are you kidding, Melissa? You have things I haven't even put in.
So, oh, that's wonderful.
That made me feel really good. So, yes, and that's my goal. I just want to help anyone, because we learn the hassles, not only the hassles of traveling and trying to maneuver,
But hotels are just insensitive because they'll tell you you have a wheelchair room. First of all, it's got a wide door and maybe a roll-in shower, and that's the extent of it. And then many times the individuals I've spoken with would say they reserve that room for us, but when we arrive, they've given it away to someone else. And traveling is just a real nightmare, and I want to change that. My goal is that we've got the one in Orlando, but I want to do in a mountain setting and do one where there's snow so that any type of vacation that you enjoy, there's a Tiff's place there and ready for you.
Yeah. And, you know, even I had a friend who'd had some knee surgery, and so they had asked for a wheelchair accessible hotel room on a recent vacation right after the knee surgery. And they told me that when they got there, they had to basically, the way that the hotel had made it wheelchair accessible was they had given it a back entrance on the lower floor. And so my friend and his wife had to walk all the way around to the back of the hotel and then go into this room and then, you know, and then all they could access was the lower floor. I mean, it was like, how is that being wheelchair accessible? And how is that helping? You know, I mean, it's like you said, and I don't think they intend to be insensitive. I think they're in their heads are like, oh, okay, well, this is how they're going to access this room. And we've got this room designated. And, but the wife was telling me, she's like, it didn't even have windows. And I was like, how can that be a hotel room then if it doesn't have windows? Like, how is that safe? You know? And so it's those kinds of things where I just don't think they really think about the person or the family who's going to be staying in that room. And Fran says, as you were talking about the, you know, sometimes they reserve the room, they get to the hotel and the room has been given away to somebody else. And she said that happens all the time. And I'm in agreement with you that we need to change that and we need to do better for our population who don't have the type of mobility that, you know, the majority of the population has, but they still should be able to go and have fun and be on vacation. And even like Disney World, because I think you're what, like an hour or so away from Disney?
Right. 45 minutes or an hour, depending on traffic.
Right. And I don't think that even Disney is as accessible as they say that they are or that they think that they are, just based on conversations that I've had with other families. And it might not be necessarily that they're not accessible for someone in a wheelchair, but maybe it's, you know, other people with different ability levels that they are not as accessible to. But, you know, it's a very sad world where people don't understand and they just need to be educated better about.
Well, and what I would say about that, Shelley, yes, absolutely. We need to educate them, but you know what? European countries are much more accessible than we are. I remember my daughter came to Chicago and it was a nightmare, but we go to Dublin and everything's set up, you know, all the stores, all the restaurants, everything.
Wow. That's awesome. And I lived in England for 3 years in the 90s, and I honestly can't remember, you know, what it was like, if it was or wasn't accessible to anyone of any ability level. But I have a friend who is trying to put an all inclusive theme park for everybody. So that, you know, no matter the age, no matter the ability, you know, grandparents and grandchildren and the children in the middle, you know, that they can all go to this theme park. And she has been getting emails from different people when she's asked for funding or whatever that have said, well, a person in a wheelchair they can ride the roller coasters or they can ride the rides at Six Flags or, you know, and it's like, they can and they can't. I mean, it depends on the ride. And if they want to sit with their family, they most likely can't, because they're going to be sitting in the back of the roller coaster or in a different part of the ride where their family can't sit next to them because it's not built for that. And, you know, it's enlightening people here in the United States. And, you know, I guess maybe I need to reach out to some more people overseas and find out, you know, what kinds of things that they're doing and have them on here, because I think we do need to do better. And most of the things, as a former special education teacher, that I would do as an accommodation for some of my students typically benefited everybody. And so I think it's the same thing, you know, like this, you know, the whole family, Dallas's whole family could stay in your place, you know, or groups of people can come and stay. And it's not inaccessible for those who have different abilities. Everyone has access to everything. If they're taller, they can raise up the cabinets. They can raise up the stove. You know, I'm presuming the doors open without having to press the buttons, but even if everybody has to press the button, you know, that's okay too. And so it's really exciting to me that there is someplace like yours. And as far as you know, you're still the only one in the United States like yours.
Yes. Yes.
And that I challenge anybody, find another place like hers. Tell us about it. Tell
yes.
us about it.
No, you know, if there is, I'd like to be able to refer people. You know, I'd like to be able to share the information. And you were talking about the playgrounds. Actually, Dallas's mother, Katrina, has worked with a group trying to get playgrounds, you know, set up so that anybody in any condition can have fun at them. So right. I know that's top on her list.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, these accessible playgrounds. We had one that was built near me. It's, well, I said it's here, like about an hour from me in St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm not really sure what they were thinking when they were calling it an accessible playground, because most of the things were not accessible to someone in a wheelchair. And I, you know, I thought, okay, well, they tried, but whomever they worked with to build this, you know, didn't quite understand the assignment, so to speak.
Exactly. Yes.
And yeah, so you go ahead.
It's up to us to educate them. I think we need to get out there and talk about it.
Absolutely. So tell me more about your daughter, Tiffany. Tell me, I mean, I know we said that, you know, she had the Duchenne syndrome and of muscular dystrophy, but tell me more about her.
Well, her father was really into computers, and she turned out to be a real computer expert. She worked for American Home Shield, a company that gives you warranties in your house. And she worked up until the Friday before she passed. She was full-time in the job. And, you know, it's kind of funny because her home office where she worked from, they were putting in a new bathroom, and they had it all ready and everything to go. And then they come to her and say, hey, why don't you take a look? And everything, she couldn't get her wheelchair in the bathroom stall.
Oh, yeah. Afterthought. We need to have these thoughts before we get it built.
Right. Exactly. But she loved animals. She and her husband had, I don't know, like 25 chickens. And she loved spending time with them. She had dogs that she adored. And I have pictures of her with goats. She had a friend that had a farm, and they'd go out and play with the goats. Oh, and she loved baseball. She absolutely loved, I don't know, they had a goal of seeing every baseball team in the United States.
Oh, wow.
And I think they made it to about 8 or 9, something like that.
Yeah.
She was married, and her husband is an absolute angel. Bobby, I adore him because he took such good care of her and never complained a moment. He was just always there doing what she needed when she needed it. Her passing, although with her disease, we knew that, you know, there was a time it was going to come, but it came as sort of a surprise because she calls me one day and she says, Mom, the diuretic they're giving me orally is not working, so I need to go in the hospital for them to do it intravenously. So I'm going to go in on Wednesday, but I'll be out on Friday. And I'm like, okay, no problem. So Friday morning, I send a text to her and I say, I guess you're packing up to go home. And her husband called me and said, no, she's in ICU.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that was Friday, and she passed on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was quite a shock for us.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And as you said, I have not lost a child, but my daughter's best friend, we lost her. And she had been in my life for about 13 years when she had passed. And I look at her parents and I can't imagine. You know, it's an indescribable loss. And I'm so sorry for anyone who has to go through that, and for you also.
Thank you.
So were there things, because this is a show about busting through limits, because she was in a wheelchair at the end, were there things that you ever knew about where people started treating her differently because she was ending up in that wheelchair?
I think there were some issues when she was working with people. She was on full-time oxygen. Mm-hmm. So she had one of the units that she carried with her in her wheelchair. And there would be comments about, you know, her sniffing glue or something like that. It was, you know, off the cuff. But
yeah,
as far as like no limits, she was one that, and her, this is another thing I could tell you, is the Friday after she passed, they were supposed to have their company annual meeting. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany was supposed to be there to answer people's computer issues because they'd rolled out some new programs. And of course, she couldn't be there, but they made a speech, one of the ladies that her boss, and she talked about that Tiffany was the example for everyone in the company because she didn't let anything keep her back or stop her.
Wow.
And she, because she would do a lot of phone assistance. So the lady there was a table outside the room that had notes, thank you notes, that people could write to mm-hmm. say thank you for what she'd done. And they sent the thank you notes and a copy of the speech to her husband on Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
So it was so totally awesome. And people around the world talked about how much she had helped them.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, Fran has seen this, and this is something that we've talked about on my show with her. But something that I've seen as well, that when someone is in a wheelchair, it seems to impact those who are speaking to them in a way that they don't feel the person in the wheelchair has cognitive abilities of a certain level. Do you know
that would happen to Tiffany because they talked to Bobby and not talked directly to her?
Yeah.
But I, at her memorial service, I actually thanked her immediate supervisor saying, I'm so glad that you didn't think because she was in a wheelchair, she was not capable of doing an excellent job. And you gave her a chance to prove that.
Yeah.
She was one of our best employees we had. I couldn't think that. So I'm like, okay.
So she was working for the company before she needed the wheelchair? Or
Yes. And I think we've talked about this before, of the challenges of sometimes with the medical profession, because muscular dystrophy, number one, is not common in ladies. In fact, there's all kinds of articles saying that females don't get it. I wish that were true. But then on top of that, with, we went to the, she was falling. She lived in Memphis, Tennessee, and she'd try to walk across the street and she'd fall and she couldn't stand up. She couldn't get up out of the street without some help. And she went to a doctor there and he literally told her it was in her head. It was her imagination.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, what 24-year-old is going to fall in the middle of the street and sit there to be run over by cars because they can't stand up? And that's right. In her head. I really, you know, I wanted to shake this doctor.
Yeah. I can only imagine the feelings that would have stirred in myself specifically, but yeah, I can't.
So then we did find a doctor, Dr. Bertarini, which was our salvation. And he actually got irritated and he called the former lab laboratory and said, how do you dare tell this young lady that it's in her head? And the laboratory told her, well, the tissue they got was dead. They couldn't test it. And he was like, so instead of asking her to come back and do another, you know, scan of the muscles, you just tell her it's in her head. I mean, really, you shouldn't be a doctor.
And that is, unfortunately, I know that that's not the only type of interaction with medical professionals like that has happened across the country. And, you know, she was out of the school system already, it sounds like, by the time her needs were becoming big. But to have someone in the medical profession who's supposed to be, you know, someone that you say, oh, well, they're a doctor. That's somebody you respect. You trust their judgment. You expect great knowledge from that person in the field of medicine. I wrote a book called Those Who Can't Teach, and in there are a few chapters where the individual's family. Every chapter is about a family that has someone with a disability in their family, or the person themselves was the person who I got the information for their chapter. And at least three of them talked about how poorly they were treated by medical professionals at different stages of their life. I don't understand that. I don't understand why. It's just rude. I mean, I don't even think it comes down to knowledge. I think it's just rude that you don't have enough compassion even toward another human being to not stare or to not make that sort of a judgment or to not admit that, you know, maybe you made a mistake because the muscle tissue that you drew was dead and you should have known not to draw it or whatever. You know,
right, I mean, exactly.
But
I'll tell you, I also had challenges with my neighbors here. And I think part of it was they just didn't understand what we were doing. Uh-huh. But the closest neighbor to us, of course, I had to get all the permitting and everything. So we go to a big commissioner's meeting. And he stood up and said that he didn't want to sit on his patio drinking beer, seeing someone being lifted into the swimming pool. And all I could think was, dude, just take one car accident and that would be you.
Exactly. Melissa, I just don't understand why we can't or don't have that compassion for another human being. You know, I mean, to think that. And that's, I'll be honest, the friend of mine who's trying to build that theme park in the St. Louis area is having similar issues for the land, trying to get land purchased don't want the kind of traffic or the kind of people that type of park would bring to their town or their suburb or their city or whatever. And it's, you know, again, it goes back to the education. I think we have to do a better job as individual families, but as a society, as an education system of teaching that just because someone looks different or acts different or learns differently or whatever their difference is, they're not bad or wrong or less than. They're still a person.
And they're still created by God.
Amen. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So tell us, so in the video with Dallas, you talk about, or they talked about, that each of the rooms is themed. Is it themed differently or is it just named differently?
It's named differently.
Okay.
So, so if you want to reserve a room, like there's one that's Dramaland Castle, and there's one that's Druid Glens, which was the golf course, and there's one named Moher, which was the Cliffs of Moher, and then there's one Kell's book, which is from the library in Dublin.
Okay. And so each room we learned in the video has a Hoyer lift. Talk about why that's necessary and what that does to help people.
Well, there are individuals such as the man that was in Dublin that cannot use their legs. They have no way. So think about it. If you have no use of your leg, how do you get from the bed to the bathroom? Or how do you get from your wheelchair into the bed? And, you know, if you're an adult, it's very difficult for another adult to pick you up. You know, children, sometimes it's easier. But even with children, think about doing it like 25 times a day. That really wears a mother and father out. Just it tears on their muscles.
Yeah.
So that's why we said, okay, no, we've got to have Hoyer lifts.
Right. And the Hoyer lifts go from the beds into each of the bathrooms that's attached to each room?
Yes. They actually go into the bathroom, and then there's a circle that will take them if they're going to the direction toward the toilet or toward the shower.
Okay.
So they can go either way because it switches around. And they can operate it using a remote control in their hand. And we have two lifts. We don't have them on the Hoyers all the time, but we have two lifts, and we have a video on our Facebook of a friend of mine, and he actually got in the lift himself from the wheelchair, and he's a paraplegic. He has no feeling in his legs whatsoever.
Okay.
And he climbed up in the Hoyer lift and moved it over to the bed from the wheelchair.
See, and again, that's just something that, you know, people who don't need that, maybe they don't think about.
And
so having something like your place to help them, you know, think, oh yeah, this is important. And this is something that I absolutely love. And I don't have this on my website. And I probably should, but for anybody that doesn't know what this is an accessibility menu button. So when you click on that on Tiff's Place, it gives you all these options of things that if you need them, they're accommodations basically, that you can click on it and it will change the way you interact with the website.
Exactly, so yes.
I very much appreciate that. In fact, I reached out to a few people that I know who have bigger companies with, you know, websites that get a lot more traffic than mine probably does. And I was like, do you guys know about this? This is awesome. So this is something that we need to talk about too. And I want to come back to that though, is how you support and, you know, the cost. But I was trying to see, so this is another video that says a tour of Tiff's Place. And it looks like there's someone in the Hoyer lift. So I'm going to go ahead and, is that okay if I share this one?
Sure. Yes, please.
Okay. I'm not sure. Let's see if I can make it bigger. Okay. Thank you. it's just about done, but I wanted to stop sharing it there just because the main reason I wanted to share it was because of the Hoyer lift. But I did have a couple of questions for you. Why is it so important for someone to be able to do those things for themselves?
Because I think, and Fran can maybe address this even better, but I think the one thing that people that have these special abilities is just to have independence. I mean, all of us want that.
Right.
And when that's taken away from us, the independence, it's difficult. It's super difficult. And when you find something, like when Jack saw that he could do it himself, he was like, wow, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because they don't want to bother people.
Right. And it's so true. I mean, you know, like you said, we all want to be able to do things for ourselves and on our own. And just because someone is differently abled, that sense does not go away. And I am not differently abled in that regard, but that's been my experience in discussions with anyone that I know. No matter what their different ability is, they want to be able to do it themselves. They want to have that independence to exactly what you said, not depend on other people. And we often forget that. And sometimes even to the point of, well, I'll just do it for you because I'm going to be helpful to you. And I'm guessing with your daughter that the experience was the same, that while she appreciated that you wanted to be helpful or whomever wanted to be helpful, she would still have preferred to do as much of it on her own as she could.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's something that a lot of times people don't quite understand. They offer to help and maybe it looks like someone needs help and they kind of snap back of, no, let me do it. It's just that it's so important to be independent and to do as much as they possibly can without help before they ask for help or right. allow someone to help them.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I've got your website up here. So this is how I actually got a hold of you. And so it does work to reach out to her through her website. She has, trying to see here on her website. Oh, I just went back too far. If you scroll down on her website to the bottom, I believe there's a contact place there. And I did want to come back to, and I accidentally forgot this and closed out the screen of your website, so I'm going to pull it back up. What is the cost for people to stay there, and how do you keep your doors open? I see that you've had some fundraising things, and here's a spot to donate to you. It looks like you've had a 5K with an organization. So can you talk about the cost and that sort of thing for anyone who's interested?
Yes, absolutely. Our rate is $350 a night, but it allows you the entire house, the full four bedrooms. If you want to do like a longer stay than 5 days, if you want to do like 2 weeks, we can offer you some discounts to do that. It's $350 a night, entire house. And then there's a $250 cleaning fee so that we make sure it's spotless between guests. And there's a 7% Florida lodging tax.
Okay. And so you'll it says services include grocery delivery from Publix. So your grocery store delivers, or you actually go out and pick up things for the people?
The grocery store delivers through Instacart.
Oh, okay. That's cool. But we don't have a Publix in my area.
Oh, literally like 5 minutes down the road. So
nice. Oh, this is nice too, that each room has its own entrance.
Yes, there is that. And that was really good. I mean, it was the one way we sort of survived over COVID, was because people didn't want to stay in hotels, period. Mm-hmm. And they liked having the separate entrance and exit for them.
Yeah.
And also the temperature control is separate in each room. So if one person likes it warmer than the other, you can adjust it.
Nice. I need that in my own house. So yeah, since you're in Chuliota. Okay. In Florida, which, like we said, is about 45 minutes to an hour outside of Orlando. So if you can get to, you know, one of the major Orlando airports or one of the Sanford area airports. I know there's, you told me that was close by you as well. Here's your phone number to call somewhere. I think right here. Yeah. Is how you can do the email contact. And yeah, I mean, this is someplace that I hope and I pray for you that this becomes just a full-time business for you, keeping all of the guests that are there happy. And here's another contact button. So it'll take you right there. But because this is so needed and this is so wonderful. And I applaud you and I thank you for putting this together, because not only for your daughter, but for everyone in that situation that needs that accessibility that they weren't given elsewhere. And so I'm so appreciative of everything that you did to make this possible for people.
You know, I don't know if you've ever had an experience of just, you had to do it. You had no choice. It was just, that's what had to happen.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about it is, and it kept me, you know, it's really hard if you get buried in the grief. So it was a way to keep me out of that and have something to do that was a purpose and had a reason. And having someone like Dallas here just, oh, it made it all worthwhile. Like I tell friends, because it was kind of a hassle with, and I'd never done a construction before, so I was learning a lot. And I was telling them that like the Dallas trip made it all worthwhile. Everything I went through.
Yeah. And she seems like she's such a bright and just happy person. I mean, I watch her little videos all the time. And so I'm imagining in person that, you know, she's even more vibrant.
She absolutely is. Oh, and by the way, Fran, the oven I ordered from Germany.
Oh.
And I'll be happy to send you the information. The one thing you do need to know, which I didn't expect, is the temperature is in Celsius. But yeah. I made a chart on the oven here, and I just say, okay, if it's this in Celsius, it means this in Fahrenheit.
Oh, look at this. Fran actually, her dad was military, and so she went to school in Germany, I think, or lived in Germany for a while. So she says Danke.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So Melissa, I just want to give you, we have a few more minutes, and I just want to make sure that you have been able to share what you hoped to share by coming on today. So is there anything else that you would like to say or share or encourage other people?
We're here. And we would welcome anyone to come stay with us. It gives me pleasure to share what we have here. And if you ever see anyone with anything we don't have, please let me know, because I want to add it. I want it to be, I always say it's like 300% ADA.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Fran says, thank you for creating such a wonderful retreat. Fran likes to travel, but she likes to camp. and she likes to tent camp, which is so not me, but
well, we have 5 acres here. She could camp out in the land near the horses.
Oh, and yeah, speaking of that, have you been able to get any, the main way, I think actually, that Fran and I met was many years ago at a therapeutic writing center. And, so Fran was one of the instructors and then eventually became a rider here in the last few years. But were you able to actually make your horses into therapy horses, or are they just there for people to ride on and just get the experience of the horse?
They're really just here to like groom and give them treats. And like, I don't know if you remember, but like one even tried to kiss Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're really just to be loved on. I really would like to get to the therapy horse stage. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking with some people to get our horses trained for that. Right now, we have two minis and we have two regular size. One is a thoroughbred, and he's the only one that's really set for an adult to ride.
Okay. Yeah. Fran says, road trip, Shelly?
Right, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Melissa, it's been a joy to get to know you today and to learn more about your daughter and your location there and the wonderful things that you offer. And I so hope that one day I will get a chance to come down and meet you in person and see everything in person. I appreciate your time today. I appreciate all that you are doing there in Central Florida and for anyone, no matter their ability level. So thank you for being with me. Thank you, Fran, for joining and for commenting. If you are watching this in the replay, please let me know that you're watching in the replay. Be sure to subscribe to this channel on YouTube or like this page on Facebook so that you don't miss an episode of Hashtag No Limits. Next week, my guest is going to talk about Dysgraphia Day that they have set up in Texas that she is. Oh, well, we have somebody who's joined us here that I haven't heard from in a while, and he says he'll drive us to Florida, Fran. So
there you go.
we're on it. His daughter has a playground named after her, and it's an all accessible playground.
Perfect.
And so he unfortunately knows the pain of losing a child too. Mm-hmm. And not that that's a club that you want to be a part of, but there's that. He does.
We
know
can
that.
Help each other.
That's yeah, really absolutely. Again, next week, my guest is Deidre Sherm, and she will be talking about Dysgraphia and Dysgraphia Day that they will be celebrating in Texas that she hopes to one day make a national observation. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. See you next time.
Bye, and thank you so much.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.